I don't know if any of, maybe some of you had a winter break, but some of you didn't. If you did, I hope you enjoyed it thoroughly, because it is now over and we are back in school. Exactly. I'm just as excited as you are about being back. I am back here in the studio. I think I only have one more episode with you at this time from 12 to 1 on Sunday morning. Good morning, by the way. Until the schedule turns over and suddenly I am put in a new position. But that's fine. We adapt, we learn, and we grow. Veni, vidi, vici. I came, I saw, I conquered. So today I have something special for you guys. I'm going to jump right into it because it is quite the package. If you remember me from last year, you will know that my favorite band in the entire world is Tool. Tool, the band that started in the 90s, gained traction in the early 2000s, and became a cult-following, visionary, progressive metal piece of art, quite frankly. And I just really wanted to show and share with you all an experience that I've been having recently, which is listening to this particular album from start to finish. I've always known the songs, right? But listening to the album through is obviously, as we all know, is a different experience, especially when the artist puts so much effort into the album as a whole instead of just some individual songs. So the first song, I'm not going to waste your time, and I'm going to try not to interrupt you throughout the show. But the first song we have is Vicarious by Tool, and it is the beginning of the 10,000 Days album, and I really, really hope you enjoy. Thank you. off to an amazing start. Vicariously, I live while the whole world dies. Much better you than I. That's just one. Just the first of the amazingness that we are here to witness tonight. Next song coming in, Jambi.
Thank you.
I don't know what volume you have that music at, but it is shaking here in this studio. We're having the best time. We as in me and Tool, obviously. This next song is a two-part song. Tool loves to do that. They love to throw a little two-part at us. As if their songs aren't long enough. The past two songs we listened to were both over 6 minutes long. Actually, over 7 minutes long, both of them. This next combo is going to be a total of 15 minutes. So if you got a long drive or you're just sitting in your room, strap in, get ready for Wings of Mary. That song never ceases to amaze me. If you were listening on your phone, I feel so sorry for you. You need proper stereo to listen to this kind of song. The way in which I'm realizing that I don't have time to explain it to you, but if you know, you know. So we're going into the next song.
Who are you to wave your finger? You must have been out your hair. I hold deep in muddy waters. You practically raised the dead. Rob the grave to snow the cradle, then burn the evidence down. Soapbox house of cards and glass, so don't go tossing your stones around. You must have been.
Foot and mouth and head all fast.
that song that just played is called The Pot. And that was one of the first songs by Tool that I was introduced to by an old friend of mine that I don't talk to anymore. I'm going to take this opportunity for this little interlude song to give you a little PSA about space heaters. Space heaters can be very effective forms of supplemental heating, allowing you to stay toasty warm in an area that you spend a lot of time in, while helping you save money by keeping the rest of your home at a lower temperature. However, space heaters account for 1/3 of home heating fires and of 81% of home heating fire deaths. So it's important to follow the manufacturer's safety and operating instructions. In particular, keep anything that can burn, including paper, bedding, furniture, curtains, pets, and people, at least 3 feet away. Space heaters should be monitored when in operation and always turn them off before leaving your home or going to bed. Never use a portable heater in wet areas like a bathroom or if small children are expected nearby. This was a WMFO in Medford Tufts Educational Radio message, and we care about your safety. Enjoy the rest of the album.
We'll be right back. believe that you are the chosen one, the one who delivers the message, a message of hope to those who choose to hear it, and a warning to those who do not. Me, the chosen one, they chose me, and it's gradually the fucking high score.
I'm actually might cut this song a little early, just because I really wanted to get through the album today, or tonight, this morning, whatever, with you all. And to be honest, that song, Rosetta Stoned, not my fave. It's a lot of people's favorite off the album. Like, I just, I don't know, Maynard James Keenan, like, he's done a lot of better sounding stuff outside of this song, in my opinion. So we're going to go into, we're actually going to, we might have to skip the next song, because the next song that I want to play, which is the second to last on the album, is already 8 minutes long, because it's Tool. So in order for that to happen, I'm going to have to skip through some stuff. But as we head out and end the episode for the evening, I just wanted to say thank you for tuning in. If you are here right now, that means you're a very loyal friend and listener on the show, and I appreciate you and I love you, and I really hope you can join me on my new slot. I will communicate that with you all when I am aware of that new time that I might be getting. Hopefully it's a good time, so you can all tune in and listen, and it's not at, what, 2 o'clock in the morning, 3 o'clock in the morning, 4 o'clock in the morning, who knows. So yeah, that's that. As we continue, have a lovely night. And yeah, this is 91.5 FM WMFO Tufts Radio in Medford.